Hanuman is the son of the wind god, and his mother was Anjani. She was a very beautiful woman who had become a monkey princess. A spell had been cast on her. She was standing on a cliff one day, and the wind god saw her. He fell in love with her, and he blew at her clothes, and Hanuman was born. Now Hanuman, when he was a baby, had no idea about his strength, and he was very, very naughty. He went into the forest, and when there were yagnas happening, he would eat the fruit, he would drink the ghee, he would do all kinds of mischievous things. And the hermits and the saints used to get so angry with him. They just didn't know what to do with him. He was so playful, and he was also very strong. One day, he saw the sun, and he looked at the sun, and he said, "It looks like a delicious fruit." So he swallowed the sun. In the meanwhile, the minute the sun was swallowed, there was darkness. And the god said, "What is happening? Who has taken the sun?" And Indra had his thunderbolt in his hand, and he threw it at Hanuman. Hanuman's chin got swollen, and he fell into a swoon. The sun came out of his mouth. At this stage now, the wind god got very angry, and the wind god is Pavan, and Vayu or Pavan, and he stopped blowing. Now, as you all know, when the wind stops blowing, nothing will happen. Again, the universe stood still. There were no flowers, nothing was growing, and nothing was living. So the gods went to the wind god and said, "What should we do?" He said, "Well, my son Hanuman has to have immortality, and no one can defeat him." So that was that, and Hanuman became brave, big, and strong. However, Hanuman had another curse on him, which the saints in the forest had said, that Hanuman would not realize his strength until the birth of Ram. Now, as you see, our stories go from one to the other. Vishnu, Ram is the incarnation of Vishnu, and Ram is a mortal, is a man who was born to save the world from evil. Because the person Ram had to destroy was Ravan, and Ravan had also made many prayers, and Shiva had given him a boon that no god could kill him. So now Vishnu had to be born as Ram in order to destroy Ravan and again save the universe from evil. So the story goes that Ram was born and he came into the universe, and his wife Sita was abducted by Ravan. And when we say abducted, we mean that Ravan couldn't dare to touch Sita because she was a very pure woman, and Ravan had been told that he could not touch a woman against her will. So he spirited her away in his chariot, and as she went, she kept dropping her jewels. Now Ram was heartbroken. He didn't know what to do. And then he started looking for Sita. And as he was looking for Sita, he came across Hanuman. Hanuman felt something. He folded his hands in front of Ram, But still Hanuman did not know of his strength. And then while Ram was telling them what had happened, and then the other animals in the forest, who are also parts of Vishnu, but they have the form of the animals, were listening. And then the Bear King said to Hanuman, "Hanuman, you can cross the ocean and go to Sri Lanka." So Hanuman didn't know. And then Hanuman did that, and he realized that this is the kind of strength he had, and also that he was Ram's disciple, which means he was also Vishnu's disciple. So Hanuman crossed the ocean and went to Lanka, and then he went to the garden where Sita was kept a prisoner. Sita was sitting under the tree, and Hanuman went into the tree. He reduced himself to the size of a little monkey, and he started singing a song. The song he sang was about Ram, and he sang in the purest Sanskrit, and Sita heard the words. And Hanuman also had to make sure that Sita should not think it was another trick that Ravan had done. And he was carrying a ring which he dropped from the tree into Sita's lap. When Sita saw the ring and heard the song in which he sang about Ram and how much he loved her and their life together, Sita realized that Hanuman had come from Ram. And then, though it was in Hanuman's power to take Sita back from Sri Lanka, Sita said, "No, you cannot take me. My husband Ram has to rescue me. It is his responsibility." So Hanuman flew back, and as he went, he set Lanka on fire. And this is another story